News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday afternoon or Friday evening. Now we're wrapping up our first look at daylight savings time, so it is darker than it was a week ago at this time, but always brightening up our day nonetheless is Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department.
Aw, this is sweet.
Well, that's to set you up for saying a belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what's on tap this week?
Well, tomorrow we will have a couple of road closures that people need to be aware of just to keep them from being inconvenienced. We are going to assist with a fun run that Grace Bible Church is doing that will involve closing the outside eastbound lane of Rock Prairie Road from Edelweiss to Southwood Valley Park tomorrow morning. It'll be about from 8 to noon. And so if you have to drive in that area, realize that there will be people running in that outside lane. So we're going to be asking you to slow down, watch if you're having to turn or go through an intersection. Just be aware. We don't want anyone to get hurt. And if you can avoid the area, that'd probably be better. You'll be able to reach your destination quicker, and you don't have to worry about people running in the roadway. We also have World Fest on Saturday, and that is going to involve closing a section of Holloman Drive East. It's going to be closed from Dartmouth to the Sears Parts and Repair Center, and it'll be closed from about, I think they're going to start closing it early in the morning, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's just so we can make sure that the pedestrians can cross back and forth safely. It's going to be a really large event, and so there probably will be events along Holloman Drive.
And that's something, again, that folks are invited to participate in, just to be aware of the changes in the traffic pattern.
Right, and go out. I think that they're going to have parking at Post Oak Mall like they have for the other Wolf Pen Amphitheater events, and I think that people would really enjoy it. I think it's a really neat event that they have every year, and so go out and enjoy. But if you're just traveling in the area trying to get to the mall, realize that Holloman Drive East is going to be closed.
All right, moving on, there's a little special effort with our partner station, Candy 95, that's going on with College Station as well as Bryan Police as it deals with texting and driving.
Right. It's something that actually Candy 95 initiated and asked us to partner with them on. They're trying to just get the message out to people that texting and driving is dangerous. They've actually got a pledge that people can sign. I guess they're doing the Oprah thing. And you can go to their website and, sign a pledge that they won't text when they're behind the wheel. It's not illegal here, but it's certainly extremely dangerous. When you're texting and driving, you are not watching the roadway because your eyes are obviously on your cell phone. You're taking your hands off of the steering wheel. You're not driving properly with both of your hands on the steering wheel like you should. And you're not thinking about what's going on around you. You're not paying attention to what you need to do. Not thinking about the light changing or whatever. And so your cognitive facilities are impaired. And so really shouldn't do it. And we are trying to raise awareness and make it be very uncool for people to text while they're driving.
You don't want to learn after the fact just how much of a problem that can be.
Exactly. In this town, you need to be paying very close attention to the road. We have a lot of wrecks. We've talked about that before. A lot of young, inexperienced drivers. And so you really need to be paying complete attention to the roadway. And certainly texting while you're driving is not anywhere in the near realm of doing that.
All right. So one other thing I wanted to visit with you about, you shared with me that your week has been consumed about interviewing potential new officers with CSPD. And while that process is going on, I believe it's a always ongoing process. You're looking for a few good folks.
It seems like even as we are in the process of going through the applicants that tested with us in October, we're already kind of gearing up. and letting people know about the test that we'll have next spring. We are processing the people who tested with us just recently. Hopefully be able to get some people online to start the academy in February. It's a time-consuming process. It takes us 2 to 3 months to go through, you know, the applicants that we have and take them through all the steps. But if anyone is interested, you know, next February, start looking online. We'll open applications back up for our next test. But we still have applications right now available for people who may want to be dispatchers, jailers. We need records technicians. We have a position open for a dispatch assistant, which is kind of like a receptionist in the dispatch area, and a forensic specialist. And so there's a lot of police department positions currently available, and we encourage people to go to the city website and look and see if maybe they want a career in law enforcement, don't necessarily want to be an officer. There are a lot of options out there.
CSTX.gov is the homepage for the city of College Station. You can navigate your way from there.
That's it.
Very good. Well, next week we'll have another home football game and traffic update to talk about then. And in the meantime, appreciate the visit as always.
Thank you, and hope you have a great weekend.
Well, that's the idea. Hope the same thing for you, too.
Thank you.
Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.